I'm Dr. Kamal from Syria.
I don't
believe why all the world supports Assad. I don't know. 5 years of tragedy, of torture of the people, of displaced people, of people suffering, you know, since 5 years, especially civilians, children, women, just civilians is suffering, you know, nobody regime suffering, and this nobody care, nobody like to stop this war. I don't know why they don't like to stop this war, you know. Why is this little people displaced? 13 million now displaced from Syria. Even people inside Syria, no water, no electricity, no basic life, you know. Why? I don't know. I don't understand. Why they don't like to stop this war, you know. People protest for just dignity, for a little freedom, you know, and just start to shoot them, torture them, kill them. We all live as together, Syrian people, all Christian, Muslim, Kurdish, Armenian, Alawish. We all, I have many friends, Alawish. Till now, I have my friend Christian. Till now, I live with them for 10 years. I don't know if they are Christian after maybe 10 years, honestly, you know. And the regime and Iran try to convert this peaceful revolution to sectarian war. It's not sectarian. Outside for us, especially Iran and Hezbollah, they play dirty games, you know. They want to convert it to sectarian war, you know. So it's not sectarian war, it's this peaceful revolution, you know, for our freedom.
I'm Jean Callanan. My reflection is one of shame about the West, about Europe, about Ireland, about how little we have done. And we look at the refugee crisis and we think the refugee crisis is our crisis. It's not. This is the crisis of the Syrian people who do not want to leave their country. They had a society which was wonderful. Their society was actually very similar to our society here in Ireland, and they have had to flee because of the terrible things that have happened over the last five years, and we have stood idly by and allowed it to happen. It is a source of great, great shame to me. And, you know, I think it's ironic that we're here outside the GPO in, you know, 100 years after the Irish Rising, and that we can have stood idly by and allow this to happen in Syria is, to me, is appalling and a source of great shame.
What events that you've organised and people that you've met stand out?
White Helmets are the civil defence who are going in and doing amazing work in rescuing civilians. And they're going in a situation where frequently what is happening is that there are two bombs in a row being dropped and there is about 10 minutes in between. These women are going in after the first bomb has been dropped, knowing that it is likely that there will be a second bomb dropped. So they are going in there to save lives. It is phenomenal, the work they are doing. And, you know, people talk about people who have their heads covered, not being liberated or not being powerful women. These women are absolutely incredible and so much to be admired.
Michelle Heary is my name. I suppose I've just become very interested in this in the last few months, just seeing the pictures of like starving children and now knowing that there's a million people under siege in cities in Syria. I think it's absolutely criminal, and I think we're basically ignoring it, and I'm horrified, you know, to think of the atrocities that went on during World War II, and this is what it reminds me of, and that's why I'm here. You know, we ask, how did people during World War II allow all of that to happen? How do they allow Jews to be murdered like that? I feel like this is something kind of similar, and we're just standing by and letting this happen.
My name's Amanda Whelan. I'm here in solidarity with the people of Syria. I just want to put the point out there that I realise it's not just their war, it's everyone's war. It's like, it's happening to our world, and you know, it's not up to them to sort everything out. We have to take responsibility that everyone is human. We're a big world community, and we should all be trying to make a difference. And so I'm standing here in solidarity with Syria and with all the other people and countries that are under conflict today.
That view was very much absent from the discourse,
very
and I wonder
so.
Why. Why do you think?
I think it's partly because when people see things on the news, it's distance from them. It's not happening here in their home country. And, you know, back in, as someone said, in 1916, people were fighting for their own country because it was on their doorstep. But when something is halfway across the world, you can kind of ignore it in a way. And people don't want to have to deal with it. It's difficult to take that responsibility and to admit that you can be a part of making a change and being part of the solution. It takes time out of your own personal life. It takes time out of your working life, and you know, sometimes people find that difficult, and they also find a lot of guilt as well that they maybe can't do more. And sometimes it's easier to ignore than to even do a little bit. I became aware of it having lived in Jordan last year and worked with some refugees. I actually worked with two people who were acting as white helmets over there in Syria. One had lost his leg and become a prosthetist in order to make his own prosthesis, which was amazing. And they escaped to Jordan, and they are now trying to make a difference in Jordan for other refugees.
Michael Lenehan here, as a member of the Irish Syria Solidarity Movement, and I suppose at this stage really still trying to show solidarity with the people in Syria. The Irish government, for example, trying to suck up to the Iranians and the Russians to start making sweetheart business deals with them, which is appalling under the circumstances, the fact that they're supporting the Assad regime.
This is a call to conscience, really, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. And I think it's just not happening. I mean, it's the Irish people, maybe they can be overwhelmed by the complexity of the situation, but the Irish state has no... I mean, there's no excuse. They know the situation. They know what's happening in Syria, and they know who's behind it.